פרק שישי הלכה בית יוצאת המחוף המנהל הנודר ממעשה כדי ראינו עשה לו ממעשה רתחתה שתמר ואקספלין המקונים יורד לכדי ראשי נתאם עשו בכל המתפשלים מכדי רב מן הכבד מן הכבוש שאינו עשה לו מן הכבוש של ירק כבוש שנתאם עשו בכל הכבושים מן השולוק אינו עשה לו מן השולוק של בשר דבר ביודה שלוק שאני טועם, עשו בכל השלוקים. מן הצלי, אינו עשו מן הצלי של בשר, דברי ביודה. צלי שאני טועם, עשו בכל הצלי. איזו היא מעשה רתחתה, כגון חילקה, which we just had, where you split each grain of chitim into two, tragis into three, tusni into four, solet, cream of wheat, orez, zarid, arson, but these arson is a type of flour, which is made out of older type of grain, of celery. So these things usually require an awful lot of cooking, and therefore we call it ma'aseh rutchan. If you say min hayored likideran, this is from the Braita, so anoder min ayored l'ketera, change girsa to read, asur biyored l'ilfes. So then you would be osur in things that are put into a pot, into a pan rather. Maisa ilfes, you start first by boiling it in a ketera, and then you put it into the ilfes. Min ayored l'ilfes, mutar biyored l'ketera. Ashenken, the yored l'ilfes is a much more limited kind of things. Over there, you're mutter and things that are only Yored L'Kedera. You shouldn't think that anything that's Yored L'Kedera is called Yored L'Ilfus, because it could be Yored L'Ilfus. But it wasn't Yored L'Ilfus. Shekol, it's like Gersa change, Shekola Yored L'Ilfus, Yored L'Kedera. In order to put it into the Ilfus, it's got to be softened first in the Kedera. But Yesh Yored L'Kedera, then Yored L'Ilfus. So not anything that's Yored L'Ilfus, do we then go ahead now? In a kedera, do we then go ahead and take it into the ilfus? My itlach, what are we referring to, for instance, something that's yored the kedera but not put into an ilfus? Let's say, achel minunya, the tzir, a fish, that you're cooking, you never put that into an ilfus. You let it cook, you let it boil up when you're making a filter fish, but you don't put it into a pan, fry it. Hanoder min ha'afui betanur, eno asel bepat bilvat. Mina nasim betanur, sorry, from anything. That's nasim betanur.
That you did in the oven, or that you normally
would
do
in the oven? That you did in the oven. Mina maliach inu azel, mina maliach shel dag, but maliach sheini toim, asur becholam luchim. Dag, dagim, sheini toim, asur ben ben gedel, ben ketanim, ben luchim, ben tfeilim, mechaim, ben lusholim. Umutar betiri trufa, ubetzir. Anoder mina tzachana, אסור בתירי תרופה, בניז מותר בציר ומוריץ. הנודר מתירי תרופה, מותר בציר ומוריץ. So having boy Mema, in the Beis HaMedrash, they wanted to taina that a dover, that is maluach, means maluach lo'olam. Doesn't mean that it had salt on it. It means it's something that was preserved in salt, and it's going to last now forever. So it means preservatives, not just something that's salted. But if it was just nimlach, so that it would, it's a salty kind of thing, but you can't let it around in its salt, you're going to eat it right away, that's not really called maliyah. So you have those long-term salamis, that's maliyah. The fake salami, which maybe they salt the flavor of that salami, you'll leave it lying around, it's going to rot like anything else. That's not what we refer to as maliyah. Anyway, that's what they fought in the yeshiva. So they were strongly in favor of real salami in the yeshiva. Yeah, the real thing. Omrim Yudin, Mimaita Tanina, Arealaike Basar Maluach, Uchiyayin Nesa. It says, somebody says something is like Basar Maliach, and or like Yayin Nesa, and that's Osir because he had in Kavana the Basar of the Karbanot. Now, obviously, Basar of Karbanot is not meant to be preserved. So you see from there, Hara'ama, that Moluach L'Sha'a is called Moluach. So don't give me this purist salami jazz. Ezeu Moluach L'Sha'a. We're talking about Melichas Kotsh. We're calling Moluach L'Sha'a because you take a look in the Braita, Menachos. Kadadatani. Ketzad Oseh. How does you take care of the Melich of the Emurim, of the Korbanos? The correct gears is Notena Melach al Gabe Evarim. Vovcha. You put it on one side, turn it over, and that's it. Omer Rabbi Mori, what kind of rye is that? Shanya Imashaotam Emnim Lachim. The point over there is, you're not chayav to bring them on the Mizbeh immediately, right? So it could certainly happen that they've armor left sitting in the salt a long time. So there are definitely a varim that are Maliyah Lolam. Let's say, you've got a backup. So you're doing a malicha, the mizbeach is backed up. It'll sit in salt now for the next 6 hours. That's malicha lo'olam. So if a person says, kibosar kachin, kimaluach of kachin, so there is malicha lo'olam. Maybe that's why for the neder, that's called isser. So you can't bring a raya that malicha l'sha'a is called malicha, not necessarily. And mimadomer b'chia bar zavda, that hanotel zeitim min ha'matam. So melicha is one of the things that is koveh for mice. So you can no longer eat it arai. It says over there, if you take zeitim now, that are not yet kavua, so you put them from the ma'atan, where you put them, they warm up over time, they get soft before you crush them. This is in Barnea's neighborhood, as you can tell from the little smile on his face.
I'm thinking zavda is a pair. See, bar zavda, he says, it's one by one, so then...
Tovel, achat, achat, b'melach rochel. You could take them one by one, and that's not koveh. And you can dip it in salt and eat it. But if you've got a pile of them in your hand, that means it would be kavuah for maaser. So you see that even if you're about to eat them right away, putting them in salt for a minute is called malicha. Let's go there. That is a good raya that you should cut out the purest salami. Tony says in the Braita here in the Darim, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Amer, Omar konim dag sheini toim asur gedolim mutavik tani. The word dag is dag gadol. Dagim sheini toim is like little fish. Right? You eat as a group. So then you're also ben gedol and ben katan. Daga to any time. If you say the word daga, so then you would only be aser ela bakokiyat. You're only aser little, like little anchovies and things like that. That's mamish, very small fish. You would use that. So that's called kalkit. When we say katana gadol, the difference between dag and dagim, I don't know where it comes from. What is called katan? What is it called gadol? The Ran brought this, we spoke about in the Babli. Well, Yavek Ad Amar, Rabbi Zira, Kol Nun Denachal, Pachut Min Litra. It's going according to what Rabbi Zira said, that a dog that I eat that weighs less than a litra, I taste it the taste of kelkat. So, kelkat on Italian. Because it has the same taste that those small fish have, which is a completely different taste than a serious fish. So here too, it's the same thing. The standard would be a dog that weighs more than a liter, that's called a dog gadol, less than a liter is called a dog katan. Mutar b'tiri terufa, says the Mishnah. Somebody's dagim is muter b'tari terufa. In other words, but a large tari that you didn't cut up into pieces. She'ena terufa would be awesome. So tari is considered to be always referred to by the word tari. Rabbi Yirmiya Omar, Zira boy, let hada pligya Rabbi Yochanan. Should we say that this Mishnah shows us that Rabbi Yochanan is wrong? Because Rabbi Yochanan says yochubin adarim achar l'sham. B'nei Adam, and Lashon B'nei Adam, people do not refer to Tarit as dog. They refer to Tarit as Tarit, and they call dog dog. Let work at a Barnash. What do you mean? But you think that there's no place that the Derech of Ben Adam is, where he says to his friend, go buy me a fish. And he brings him back, not a big fish, but he's having a kankit. So the same thing, Tari Trufa's mutter, because his das was dogim shleimim, not because it's not called fish. Rebaba shavin leim in dibarta, the batra, he was medayik in the end over here. It says, it should say anyway, another mitar trufa mutar betzir b'muryas, but mashma betachana, so tzachana, the mixture of dagim would be aser, even though he only asered tari trufa. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe Zeira boy, v'let had a pligi al Rebbe Yochanan. Rebbe Yochanan, Yechuban and Orimach, Lashon B'nei Adam. Isn't this a difficult according to Rebbe Yochanan? Who holds we go after Lashon B'nei Adam? And Lashon B'nei Adam does not refer to chap tearing, his theory trufa. And it says, the Gemara, no, not necessarily. Let Dorfit of Arnash, Mem Lachavitz, Von Litorim, is Amen Tzachana. A guy may say to a friend, go out to the store and get me some tari. And there was no Tari there, so he brings him back chopped herring. And it doesn't make any difference in people's mind. So you see, Lashon B'nei Adam, they will take it for granted that even though you may be referring to fish hash, which usually is not herring, it's enough, it's close enough. So Taman Karyan Latarita Tzachanan, and by the way, over there, you know that crazy place in Bavel, they always call that. They call Tari Trufa Tzachanan, with the general sense of little fish, chopped up fish. So you see that B'Lashon B'nei Adam, the word Tarit Trufa doesn't literally mean the species called Tarit. It could refer to all types of small chopped fish, or any type of fish, I shouldn't say small chopped fish. Alrighty. Perek Vav Halacha Dalet. Hanoder min achalav mutar b'kum. Rabbi Yossi Oser min akum mutar b'chalav. Abishol Omer, Hanoder min agvina, surba ben melucha, ben tefela. Mao bekum. Kum means chalba mikatra. The milk has now, what do you call that when it turns sour?
Curdled,
thank you. So it's talking about where the chalav has curdled. And my time to Rabbi Yossi, who holds that your osir bekum, because since kum is called kum rechalba, shem aviv korui alav, it's still called by its family name. And the family name is milk. Al dait to Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi, who holds that as long as it has the same family name still attached to it, it's asur. So then hanoder min hayayin asur b'yayin mevushal, because that's called chamra mevashla. And since it's called chamra mevashla, it should be asur. Zeakla. Shaya Rabbi Shimon Omer Mishem Rabbi Yoshua, which is a brisa that we had, that called a vash yeshva matirim kigon tevel. So you could now simply take truma from and meisus mivakom acherim or meisus sheni vehegdesh, which has heter because it can be paidet. We said it's not considered to be heter since there's no mitzvah to be shayel. We actually could be shayel. But there's no mitzvah to be shy. So it's talking about pidyon, like the Ram said. V'achodash, which all you have to do is wait until the 16th of Nisan. So over there, lo natnu lahem chachamim shiur, elamin b'mino is osur b'kol shehu, v'shelo b'mino b'notin ta'am, which is the Ram's big raya against the Rif, that even dover sheyesh matirin is bato b'notin ta'am. And then he comes up with his whole chiddush, what the definition of min b'mino and mishalav b'mino is. All that's where that Ram was. He was looking for on the base. That's the context. Choshe ein lo matirin kegon truma v'chala v'arlo v'glakem. Even though, again, theoretically you could be matirit, but you won't, because why should you? Not nulam chachamim shiur. The shiur is min b'mino zasa v'choshe shal b'mino is b'no tinta. So Elon Nidori, I'm talking about over here now, it should say the rest of it, the gears of Truma B'chala B'meya, or L'Kloya Karam B'matayim, and Shalom B'mino B'notayta. That's the correct way to read it. Okay. Elon Nidori, Mad avidon, kedavash yesh matir, kedavash yesh matir. So now how about when you ask for something, you could be shel on your neder, so therefore we should call it a kedavash yesh matir. Nistavim within a kedavash yesh matir. Yes. Even though the maaseh will not have a natural heter on its own, but you could be matirit. The tanina tamat, since it says in a bright, shazokeno kerat haneder miikaro. So then the chacham now is matir the neder as if it never existed, and a dover, which is usser and now never existed, wouldn't be a dover sheyesh lo matirin, but a chacham, who because he now uses a petach to say that this is not whatever was a neder, maybe is not called a davar sheyesh lo matirin if he's eker mikar. In other words, a davar sheyesh lo matirin is, I have an iser and I can remove this iser. But if a chacham says there never was an iser, so then as long as there is an iser, I can't remove this iser. So that on that side of the abaya, it's a whole different way of looking at it, this Yushami, right? On that side of the abaya, it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Because it's the iser that has to have the matirin, not the chefza. Amro, however, they said, "Eino oker el mikan al abba." Even though a chacham is oker the neder miikara, but since until now lamaisa it was aser as a neder, so in reality, it's only mutter mikan al abba. Therefore, we should view it as a davar sheyesh lo matirin. V'damatnita, avadlon kedavar, sheyesh lo matirin, the Mishnah I'm about to show you, shows that we'd view a neder as a davar sheyesh lo matirin, detanina taman, because it says, agave truma, you do like truma, so it becomes usher to zorim, and over there we made a gezeira, you do like truma, because we're afraid maybe you'll be mashet, and then it'll be usher de takola, if you allow him to plant truma, thinking that now he'll be able to make money off of it as chulin, so he'll end up, something will happen to become tameh and us. Okay, so now, if that's the case, the gidulei gidulin are chulin. If now the second generation, you went ahead and were zoreatzke chulin, aval teva, if you were zorea tevel and meiser rishon, that you didn't take off trumas meiser, or svichei shvias, and trumas chutzlaretz, where we're not, that's only minarabona. Vamedumar, truma that had gotten mixed up with chulin and it wasn't bought, it was less than echad b'mea. Or bikurim, where over there, they're mechuyev to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, treat it like truma, give it to a kohen. So over there, gidoleim, chulin. Why gidoleim, chulin? They weren't gezer by tevel. It says over there anyway. We're assuming it here in this sugya. We weren't gozer tevel because over there most of it is chulin. Sviche shviyas are not shchiyach. So the rabbanon aren't gozer something that isn't shchiyach. Shumas chutzlaretz isn't so shchiyach. Medum is ruba chulin. Bikurim for sure is not motzi. So the mele they didn't make a takana. Gidulei hegdus or maisha sheni is chulin. Upodel tam bizvan zaram. You have to be poda the gidulim at the level that they were worth at the time of Zeriah. Now, Tani Allah, the Brayta says over there, Bamed varma murim bedavar shezaro kala. It's only if you use seeds, but let's say you're talking about onions. Davar she'ein zaro kala, it continues to grow. So there are filu the gidula gidulin, or asuri. So now, it says gidulei tevel or asuri, and in that case, apparently because we consider it to be a davar sheyesh lo matirin, because it's possible for you to take off trumas and maizras. In which case, the same thing could be true, if you say, kind of pair, say, elo alai, just like the Mishnah says, also b'chilu fein b'gidulayim, the same as these cases.
But I have to take off trumas and maizras to make them after, for all of this?
That was a big machlokas. We had in the Bible. The chomer will be gidulim, says the Gemara, well, yeah, you can't bring a rye from gidulim, because it could be a Chiddush that gidulim were considered to be an extension of the original thing, not because it's davar sheyesh matirin. It's tamachum of gidulim, because Rabbi Zera said in the name of Rabbi Yonatan, which was our raya, and back in the Bavli, that batzal shekloya kerem sh'akrov v'shatlo afilo hosif kam, even though it should be bato, it's aser because gidula yisr, not malim is a yisr. According to the Ran, that means because they are yisr. So they come out of something, they're considered to be the same as that thing. But it has nothing to do with davar sheyesh matirin. What are you going to say? Kloya kerem is a davar sheyesh matirin? Kloya kerem is certainly not a davar sheyesh matirin, and nonetheless gidulim are aser. So what makes you think that's something to do with davar sheyesh matirin? It's just because of the chumra of gidulim. V'damat nit. Okay, how about the coming Mishnah? Avadon kedavar she'en lo matirin. The tanina taman. That if you have nois in tam, netarubis of something which was a nether, so then it's aser. But if it would have, if it would be something that normally would be mutter, in other words, so it was batel, then it would be batel. So apparently a nether, even though it's a dover, looks like a dover yeshma matirin, apparently it's a dover shenma matirin. Otherwise, why are we being mutter? No! That's the right answer. We said, even a davar sheyesh lo matirin, if it's min beino mino, nonetheless is batel. So there it's bedavar sheyesh lo matirin, but ain't a chinami. If it would have been min bimino, it would be a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So you certainly can't bring a rhyme. This is like the basis of the whole Ram's approach in the Bavli, that you can't ask from any of the cases of min beino mino on the dark. Of course, but that's where he said Basar Zealai. That's what he answered. So then, in Yeshua without in Tamar is Asur, because then it's like any other Chefza of Isser. Omer Rabbi Yilah, the reason if you say Basar Zeh, you're Asur, Mikimush Omer Zeh, Asro Alav, Hu Vanayato. He made it like anything that comes of it. So therefore, even the Tam would be Asur. But if you're Asuring Mechatchila, the thing, the species, so you mean to Asur specifically the species. If it's no longer the species, I don't answer. Okay.